All right, so we're up to next one is Miut Derech Eretz. This is number 17 in my count. Miut Derech Eretz. You're going to minimize Derech Eretz. So what do you mean by Derech Eretz in this context? Derech Eretz is a phrase which is used by Chazal in many, many ways. And every time you see it, you have to ask, what does it mean in this context? So over here, Rashi says the pshat is, Shaliyehe Matsui Im B'nei Adam B'shuk. You shouldn't be matsui, you shouldn't be found in the shuk with other people. Now, what does that mean? It sounds like the coronavirus social distancing or something. Don't be in the shuk with other people. Like, what does that mean exactly? What's the problem there? So, I think the Havana is like this. You know, being matsui ben adam b'shuk means you're hanging out with everyone else. You're doing what everyone else does. You just, you know, you're out there, just, you know, the way everyone else hangs out in the streets, you're doing the same thing, same activities, same places. That's who you are, that's your routine. And it's important to understand that as Kinyani Chachma, a Ben Torah doesn't just hang out with everybody, do what others are doing. You know, we have a term called Am Aretz. Am Aretz literally means, like, you know, people of the crowds, people of the land. They go with the flow, do what everyone else does. A Ben Torah is different. A Ben Torah doesn't go with the flow. A Ben Torah stays alert, stays aware of his surroundings, of what's going on, what's good for his Shtagin Ruchnias, what's good for his learning, what's not good in his learning. A Ben Torah always remains a little bit separate from the crowds. It doesn't just get schlepped into the flow. Because we have a different vision of culture. It's a different vision of recreation, a different vision of what downtime is. You know, somebody has to spend their time doing what everyone else does. Same kind of parties, or same kind of concerts, or social gatherings, or this and that. That's not going to lead to steiging. Now, that's the cheshbon in such a case is not that this is going to help me grow. It's more this, everyone does, I'm doing it too. That's how I'm hanging out. Now there's the Rosh Yeshivas put out a new sefer on Megillas Rus, for those who have seen it. And that sefer is an adapted version of his favorite pirush on Rus called Nachlas Yosef. So Nachlas Yosef is a sefer written by somebody in recent times on Megillas Rus. He was, I think, a rav involved in Kiruv to some degree in Tel Aviv, something like that. And he wrote a beautiful parish in Megillas Rus. It's Rosh Hashiva. Every year he talks about a Megillas Rus. And he has a piece there which I think is very relevant to the topic we're discussing over here. You know, I'll tell you what he says. It says here in Megillas Rus, you guys see the new Sefer? You know, he put the Sefer out? You guys know that? Guess not.
Yeah, I ordered it.
Oh, you ordered it? Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's for pre-order. I didn't
publish it. Okay, I don't know. I mean, this is the original version. Not his English translation. This is the original version written Nachlas Yosef. But Bereshiva, he adapted it and put it in English. I mean, it's not exactly a translation, but it's the Inyanim brought out in English. But anyway, so it says in Rus, we know that Naomi tries to push away Orpah and Rus. Orpah goes back to her homeland, and Rus Davkaba, and Rus sticks with Naomi. So the Lashon used in the Pasuk, it says, "Vatomer Rus al tifgu bi la'azveich l'shuv me'acharayich." Don't push me to leave you, to go back from you. Kel asher teilchi eilich, where you go, I'll go. Vasher talini alin, where you sleep, I'll sleep. Amich ami, your nation is my nation. Elokayich elokai, your God is my God. That's the Pasuk. So Rus is responding to Naomi and saying, I'm sticking with you. So Chazal see this as a response, meaning that when she says "Basher telchi eleich," where you go, I'll go, Naomi was telling her something, and Rus is agreeing. That's how Chazal see it. Same thing, "Basher talini alin." All these phrases that Rus is saying is because Naomi told her something, and then Rus is responding and saying, "Okay, I agree." So Chazal had different interpretations of each phrase as to what Naomi was telling her and what Rus is responding. So one of the Chazals on this, when she says, "El asher telchi eilich," where you go, I'll go. So there is a lashon of Chazal on that that says, let me find it for you. Amrala, she said to her, "Biti, my daughter." She says, it's not the ways of a Bas Yisrael to go to the theaters and the circuses of Goyim. So Amrullah, so she said to her, so Rus responded, El Shor Tilchi Eilich, where you go, I'll go. So we're talking here about, this is the conversation that we're giving before she goes through Geirus. This is like her shmooze before going through Geirus. I mean, you would think that the Naomi is telling her really just the basics of Yiddishkeit. And this is the first phrase here. It says, Bashir Telki Ewe, is the first response she gives. So, like, if you're thinking, like, what do we tell a ger? This is lachas that we learn actually from here. What do you tell a ger before geirus? And you're supposed to give them, you know, the basics. You're supposed to give them, you know, kalos v'chamuros. There's certain things you're supposed to give them. But the very first thing, according to this chazal, that Naomi tells Rus, is that, you know, if you become Jewish, you shouldn't be going to, like, the theaters and circuses of Goyim. Like, we understand that as, like, you know, there's nisyonos there, it's not the best place to be, maybe it's Bittul Zma, maybe there's Pritzus. Like, you have issues with maybe a theater or a circus as a Ben Torah. But why is that the very first thing that Naomi wants to tell Rus? I mean, it doesn't seem to be for us like an ikar of Yiddishkeit. So the way that he brings this down here in Nachlas Yosef, he says, from Divrei Chazal, they include Tiatros and Karkasos, the theater and circuses, as part of Moshev Leitzim. Moshev Leitzim L'Yashav, you're not supposed to sit in Moshev Leitzim. And the way that he explains it is that the Indian is that these weren't just places where you go to enjoy yourself. It wasn't just they get to watch the elephants at the circus. That's not what we're talking about. You want to go see elephants, go see elephants. We don't mean that. What we mean is like this. These are places that were batim l'chinuch of goyim. They're both chanachas adam adricha b'chayav. These are places where the goyim received chinuch of culture, of, you know, what life was all about. It wasn't just an entertainment shibbo. It was a cultural experience that actually educated people into their culture, which we can relate to. There's certain things in America which are not just entertainment, but they're cultural, and they're mechanech you in the wrong ways. So the Nachlas Yosef said that's exactly what Naomi is telling Rus. So you have to know, first thing is that if you want to be a Jew, you can't be a goy. Meaning you can't, in the sense that you can't expect yourself to be part of their culture. You have to know that things are different for you. If you look at, you know, what are your ideas of entertainment? What's your ideas of recreation? Of how do you spend your time? What are things everyone has to know? Now, I was looking at recently an article in Where What When. It's this magazine in Baltimore, you know, for Jews in Baltimore. So it's talking about different ideas of, you know, books, secular books, like, you know, filtering them for your children, like what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. But one point was made in there was that, I think it's actually written by Yisrael First Mother, by the way. I think she wrote the article. But the one point that was made in there is that there are certain things like that books expose you to that in modern culture are things everyone's supposed to know about. And in Torah culture, like, who says you have to know about that? I mean, not even bad things. Like, for instance, like, everyone else knows who Mickey Mouse is, right? Everyone knows who Mickey Mouse is, I assume. Everyone knows Mickey Mouse. So you would think a kid doesn't know Mickey Mouse. That kid is, like, he's growing up in a cave somewhere. Like, you know, like, he's deprived. So I have no problem with Mickey Mouse, trust me. Mickey Mouse is fine. But there's certain cultural norms that, like, every kid's got to know. You refer to them, it's just, like, pashut. And who says, you know, we're Bnei Torah, and for us, you know, you refer to David HaMelech, and Shaul HaMelech, and Avraham Avinu, and Og Melech HaBashan. Those are things that are Pashitas. If you want to refer to Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, who says, you know, why is that to Pashitas? You know, so again, I'm not speaking against Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck, you know, it's fine. But the point being, there's an Indian of chinuch of culture around us, which comes with just hanging out in the shuk, you know, just being around like everyone else is doing, and we take it for granted that this is what people do. And who says mechatesi? Who says that has to be, you know, the mahalach of a yid? So the first thing that Naomi is telling Rus, based on that medrash, is that there has to be a cultural divide. Hein am levada yishkan. Kal Yisrael dwells alone. We don't have to be, you know, educated with umas olam. The culture around us does educate us, and they're not always Yiddish values. And we have to be able to be mavchin very carefully. What are those values? I think one part of that is when you say you're matzi ben abashuk, you're just, you know, you're with everyone else. You're doing what they do, hanging out where they hang out, having recreation, having recreation. And it doesn't mean a person cannot go and have recreation with the way the goyim do. It's a matter of we have to discern. We have to always be alert. We have to recognize that we are separate. And it's not pashut, you know. You want to watch Super Bowl or not watch Super Bowl? That's a decision to make. But you don't have to watch Super Bowl. I mean, by the goyim, it's like, you have to. How can you not? How can you not do that? How can you not watch Super Bowl? How can you not read this book? How can you not know what this you know, this you know, social norm is? How can you not know that? I can know who this movie star is. I can know who this rock band is. Like, and the answer is, well, I don't have to. My culture, my society is different. I don't do like everybody else. So this is one Indian of Miut Derech Eretz. And in terms of it being a Kenyan of Torah, it's because it's really develops, you know, it's our framework. It's our context of how we function. You know, if the Girsa D'Yankasaf, you know, if the milk that we drink from our mother is a Bayi and Rava, and it's an Avram Yitzchak, and it's Og and Paro, but it's not making us Donald Duck, that's actually, I think, an advantage from the Torah. It is, because these are your, just this is just your second nature to you. This is just who you are. This is what I do. It's a challenge when we grow up in a culture around us. So, you know, we're not only drinking in a Bayan Rav, we're drinking lots of things. And then those are all part of your mindset. And then you don't always have the right approach to Inyanim of Torah because other things are skewing it. The Medrash Shmuel says another interesting approach to Miut Derech Eretz. It's one, you know, it's kind of cute, but it's what he says. Derech Eretz, as we use it often just in speech, means be polite, manners, have Derech Eretz. Right? That's another usage of Derech Eretz. So just to, I guess, to clarify, Rashi's Derech Eretz was going with the way of the land, like we were saying, hanging out in the shuk, you know, being part of their culture. That's Rashi's Derech Eretz, the way of the land. Medrash Shmuel says that Derech Eretz can mean, like we say, like be polite, have manners. And he says that sometimes in Limud Torah, you have to minimize your politeness. What I mean by that, Chas v'Shalom, I don't mean to be rude. But what I mean is that sometimes someone will be too polite to ask a question to their Rebbe. Someone will be too polite to argue with their chavrusa too much. You'll be too polite to try to push for more learning, push for another shir, push your shaychus to a rebbe, push for another seder to happen. I don't ask the guy. I've already matriach him too much. He won't be nice to me. If I bother the rebbe again with another shayla, you know, I have another shayla for the rav. But I've called him already six times today. So like a seventh time, I'm going to call the rav today. It's that's not nice. So the answer is yeah, you know. But on the other hand, you know, the Gemara says Torah Hil Morid Tzarech. You know, we have a Marayim doing things that we would look at as totally chutzpahdik. But they said Torah, it's Torah. I need to learn, and they pushed for it. They weren't too polite about it. They didn't let the Derech Eretz in terms of politeness get in their way. Obviously, be respectful. It doesn't mean disrespect anybody. Chas v'shalom doesn't mean I have no good midos. But it means that sometimes you can't let that it's not so nice to do get in the way of this is my need for learning Torah. Now it's very interesting. Like sometimes you go to like a big Hasidus or Tish, and you experience like a lot of pushing or something. Everyone's pushing to get to the Rebbe. So by certain chassidim, it's actually part of the expectations, the culture. Because Lamaisa, they feel like, you know, pushing for Torah is a mita to develop. I push for Torah. I push for the Rebbe. You know, it's not our way. It's not the Lipvish way. But is a way. So there's certain chassidim that actually encouraged it because they saw it as I am putting forth everything to get to the Rebbe. I'm putting everything to get to Torah. That's right. That's and that was kind of expressing, you know, your deep down desire. The Torah is what it's all about, and I got to get to it. Often, especially in a bigger yeshiva, ours Baruch Hashem, it's small enough, you don't need to do this so much. But in bigger yeshivas, you have to push to be able to speak to your Rebbe. You know, there can be a line of, you know, 47 Bachrim waiting to talk to the Rebbe, and you're number 48. It's, it takes a little bit of maneuvering to be able to ask questions. Now, Baruch Hashem, yeshiva like ours, the Rebbe are pretty available, especially when we're in person, we're more available. But it's something that, you know, being too polite sometimes will end up causing you to not learn. Some Gurus here, instead of Miut Derech Eretz, some of the Girsa here, Bed Derech Eretz. They're Kona Torah with Derech Eretz. So the first two Pshatim we said were with a Miut. You're minimizing Derech Eretz. There's a Pshat of, you know, with Derech Eretz. That's a Girsa here. So the Maral says this. The Maral learns the Girsa is Bed Derech Eretz, that you are Kona Torah with Derech Eretz. And there the Pshat is simply Derech Eretz Kamla Torah, that you need to have good Midos in order to be a Kli Kibble for Torah. Imein Derech Eretz, in Torah it says, we know the famous phrase, Derech Eretz Kamala Torah, and Ben Derech Eretz means you can't be Kona Torah without Derech Eretz. And what's the Havana of that? You know, Torah is meant for Bnei Adam, not for Behemos. It's actually a big Indian, we should speak on more for Shavuos. You know, the Sefer Chinuch talks about how we're developing during Sefer Omer from Behema to Adam. No, there was the carbon of barley by the carbon of Omer on Pesach, which is animal food, and we count until Shavuos, till the Shtei Lechem, which is human food, and it's a transition of being animalistic, being a behema, to being an Adam. Because Torah is meant for Adam, And Adam means that I don't just follow my instincts, and I don't just do whatever, you know, my emotions tell me to do. I have Derech Eretz, I have proper Midos. I work on myself. Avodas HaMidos is supposed to be the Avoda of the first Omer, and that is leading us to Matan Torah. Sefer Bereishis comes before Sefer Shmos. Sefer Bereishis is to learn from the Avos Derech Eretz, that's Derech Eretz. Shmos is Matan Torah. So Derech Eretz Kamal Torah, Bereishis then Shmos. That's how it is. We come to Kli Kibble for learning. First Omer is a time for that, and it's a very important nekuda that the Torah is meant to go to an Adam, not to a Behemoth. If you want the Torah to click into you, you have to be the proper Kli Kibble. That Kli Kibble is somebody who has Derech Eretz, and then you can have Torah. Without Derech Eretz, so then you're not a Kli Kibble, for Torah's not going to stick to you. Look at Gedolei Olam. You know, all of them have incredibly midos tovos. Every gadol hador, the way they treat others, the respect, sensitivity, the kavod they give, the patience they have, the control they have over their kas, over their gaiva, is meshunadik. So is that because they're a gadol, or is that what made them a gadol? So you could say that's how they became a gadol, because their avros hamidos was something which was so intense, and their midos have been so refined that actually made them become the proper clay kibble for Torah, and Torah just stuck to them because of those midos tovos they had. But it's not shava any gadol. A gadol ador who doesn't have midos tovos is not a gadol ador by definition. And those who we respect as gadol ador are people, you look at them, their midos are astounding. It's something that you can experience, something you can read, something that we know about. So that'd be the gears of Be'ed Derech Eretz. There are those who learn Derech Eretz as also an Indian of Tashmish Amita, and that we'll talk about in the Midah Tainik later on. We'll get to that one in Mitzvah Hashem, I think, in the next Kenyan. But this Kenyan of... So Derech Eretz might mean the way of the land meets our culture. It might mean politeness. It could mean with good midos, using good midos to get Torah, all possible pshatim. And again, some learn also tashan mitzah, which we'll push off until the next kinyan, which is miut tainug. We'll see that one as well. Okay, local maitza guys, so what do you say? What do we do to develop a little bit of derech eretz, or to minimize it? What are some good tools for this one? What do you think? No thoughts.
Just on your free time, you can do things that are considered like productive. Or even if you're not like learning something, on your free time, you can be learning something productive because that would be something that like you value your time. You're not just gonna go to do something what everyone else does. Something that's interesting but productive at the same time. It's not just like you're going towards all the other entertainment that people do.
Okay, so Levi is saying find entertainment to fill, find other forms of entertainment so you don't have to be slept into what everyone else does. Find your own form of entertainment. Or I would just even say before you do something, just think that does this fit into the framework of being a mentor or not? You know, what? Let's say like you're going to a baseball game. Nothing wrong going to a baseball game. You know, I don't think they're wrong going to a baseball game. You could end up with, you know, issues of sneeze here and there, but you know, overall, so it's fine. But it's you have to think through, you know, is this form of recreation just because this is what my culture does and I have to be part of the culture because that's because I'm an American? Or is it that this is the recreation I need as a ben Torah and this is going to be good for me as a ben Torah to do such a thing? It could be a cheshbon made sometimes. So you could fill your time with other things, or you can fill it with things that people do. I don't have a problem with that as long as it's been thought through. This is something that is good for me as a ben Torah, and this helps me and grow my Rosh Hashem and doesn't shut me into the culture around me. It's definitely one thing. I think that not feeling compulsions to ask more questions of Rebbeim and push is okay, you know? You have to push yourself in. If you have a Rav, you have Shilas too, don't be embarrassed to call and ask more Shilas. If you have a Rebbe you want Eitzes from, don't be embarrassed to speak to him and get more Eitzes from him. If you have someone you want to make Shaychas to that haven't done yet, don't be embarrassed to push and dafka, make situations so you can make that Shaychas. I think it's well worth it. Even if you think, it's not so nice to him, it's not polite, it's a little pushy, it's okay to be pushy. For the Minotaur, you can be pushy, it's okay. That's number two. And then Minos Tovos, you know, obviously, Avodos Hamidos is an Avodah of a lifetime. The famous Rousseau Savanter says it's harder to change one Midah into one all of Shas. That's Rousseau Savanter, and it's true. But Avodos Hamidos is something which don't look at it as just helping my Midos. Look at it as this helps my learning. a lot of us say, you know, they're two separate things. There's midos and there's Talmud Torah. And they're separate in some ways, but on the other hand, if you can work on your midos, that's going to be a tremendous smile in Talmud Torah as well. Al derech, you know, derech eretz kamal Torah. Okay, fine, very good. So, Eretz Hashem, everyone, 5:30 back here for the short meeting. And I will put everyone into their rooms who doesn't have a room yet.